In the triune God, the Father, Son, and the Holy Name of the Holy Spirit. Let us quieten unto the Word of God that is written in Psalm 127, and the words are in Jesus' name. Except the Lord build the house, they labor in vain that build it. Except the Lord keep the city, the watchman waketh but in vain. It is vain for you to rise up early, to sit up late, to eat the bread of sorrows, for so he giveth his beloved sleep. Lo, children are an heritage of the Lord, and the fruit of the womb is his reward. As arrows are in the hand of a mighty man, so are children of the youth. Happy is the man that hath his quiver full of them. They shall not be ashamed, but they shall speak with the enemies in the gate. Amen. Beloved people of these summer services, brothers and sisters, this psalm that we read that was in the hymn we sang, it is a hymn of traveling. It contains guidances of the Word of God into our lives and words of comfort. We can pray here at the beginning of this sermon that God would nourish, guide, and comfort all of us. You who are here maybe for the first time at these summer services. You have not been able to come to summer services. You are on the other end of the world, or even here in our beloved fatherland, listening to these summer services. And you who are here in the service yard are traveling, living daily life in the midst of your children, with small children, or are here in the tent listening. The prayer of my heart is that this portion of the Word of God, even a small portion, would give strength for life, strength for faith, give hope, but before all, the view of eternity, and to enlighten that what is our destination, what is the meaning of our lives. This psalm speaks especially upon what we build our lives, upon what we build the future. It speaks of home, work, family, children being born, even such daily matters as building a house. I especially wish here in the beginning to approach you who are fighting with arguments in your life here in this society. There are many different points crossing with one another. Pressuring us. We don't know how to approach these things, and we wish to also to carry care for our loved ones. We feel as if we are lacking. A study showed that in our fatherland, the largest problem that people experience is hurriness, busyness. Many people say matters of work circle in their minds, even in their free time. What should we think? It is good for us to think, what is the importance? What is most important to us? Is it work or building our house? Even it may be a great matter to the family. Does it become so important that it takes our strength? We become weak. We have no strength. In many families, even believing families, may become tiredness, may become financial problems, and we struggle with them. This may also try our faith. When problems in our life are so large, it feels as if they come before our faith. The words here in the psalm which spoke in the beginning, except the Lord build the house, they labor in vain that build it. It is good advice even for building this house in this time, that we can ask for the blessing from God, that we approach these things carefully and God would give us strength. You builders who know of these matters more than I, you know what's the most important in the building of the house. Isn't the most important matter the foundation? If the foundation is poorly made, it is crooked or the wrong size, the house will not be good. It is so also in our lives of faith. The most important in our life of faith and in our life overall is the foundation. Upon what foundation do we found our own lives? What foundation, you beloved friend who have come to these summer services in Loppi? If you haven't been in the midst of this, people, upon what do you build your own life? Do you build it on your own knowing, your own brains, your own work, money? Or upon what do you build? The advice of the Word of God is, it is good for us to build our lives upon the strong foundation of the Word of God. The Bible relates of the foundation of Christ, how Christ is the best cornerstone, the best foundation upon which we can build our whole lives. It is good advice even today. The words of the psalm spoke also of building the city and of keeping the city. The city is compared to the city of God. In another Psalm 21, it is said in such a way, how God watches without wearying. He doesn't sleep, and he doesn't rest. I can only imagine, I can only wonder at the blessing of God, how everything has been arranged in building the city of God here at these services, that we have such a place that we can gather here together, here, to listen to the Word of God. And even the Heavenly God has blessed a wonderful weather for our services. But that is not the most important matter here at summer services. If you who have not come to summer services before, you reporters, you know what the most important matter is. It is not these buildings, this place. I remember one summer services, it was 5 degrees in the middle of the day. We were cold. One brother said, here at these summer services, it has been quite cold. It has never really been this cold before. Here at these summer services, it has never been spoken so much of weather. But here, at these summer services, we have never heard so many sermons as we have here at those summer services. It is very good to become nourished and fed, refreshed with these words. We are traveling towards our heavenly home together here. The brother before us spoke of that, how this time tries families. I believe that here at this services there are many of you young ones, have a week before, a couple weeks before beginning of the summer, maybe during the year, you have been able to be married together in matrimony. And it reads in the words of the marriage, O Heavenly God, Almighty God, if thou not built the house, the builders build it in vain. Attach these spouses together in love. Help them to build the home where hope, faith, and love would dwell. Give them the Holy Spirit, that blessed by you, they would live in peace. Help them to battle in faith and bring them one day into their heavenly home. Hear us, O Lord Jesus Christ. Here, you have heard, and this is what you have promised, as many, many before you. Our prayers, the prayer of this service guests here together would be that you young ones would be protected as children of God, that God would protect you and bless your homes, and that He would bless all of you. As it is said in the hymn, keep us together. We know from our own lives, our own experience, that daily life isn't always easy. We become tired. Then we can take comfort. What our good society offers us. We are asked much trust in God. As our families grow, when God in His goodness blesses us with children, as this psalm here very nicely tells us, He gives us also a duty and responsibilities. It is work, and much, much work. I remember at the last summer services, one brother spoke of this, a father of a family, how many times he experienced when his family was growing, tiredness, weariness, and difficult times. His grandmother, a wise old woman, sister, had said and comforted. After the difficult times shall become an easier time. Have you, mother and father, been able to trust into the blessings of God and into His guidance in your life? Or has bitterness come? Have you begun to think with your brain that there is nothing wise about this? We can find many those who would guide us in that situation, and from the social media, to use your brains. There is no but listen. Trust in the Heavenly Father. It is not a matter for the brain, but it is a matter of faith. In the life of Noah in the Old Testament, was it a wise thing to do to build an ark many, many years on dry land? People came and criticized him, tormented him, and Noah built upon dry land. He was a very foolish man, the people said. We remember. God gave a time and gathered Noah and his family. And the animals into the Ark of Noah, closed the doors and windows, and opened the windows of heaven, and it began to rain. How about then, when the disciples began to follow Jesus? Peter, Andreas, they left their work and began to follow the Lord. The enemy of the soul was present and asked and questioned. It is told us in the Gospel how the disciples asked, what do we receive here that we have left everything? What do we receive that we have left everything? And Jesus answered that you receive, you are able to sit at my right hand in the kingdom, and you in this life receive 100 times Jesus, the Son of God, promised in this way. We do not doubt that what the Son of God has said. He has promised a hundredfold, brothers and sisters, and all that we need. Jesus did not say to reject your family, to leave your work, and to act irresponsibly. But Jesus, the Son of God, the best of teachers, he wanted in this way to show once again what is the most important in our lives. This portion of the psalm, this speaks very beautifully of children. The saplings of heaven. And if we read, lo, children are an heritage of the Lord, and the fruit of the womb is his reward. As arrows are in the hand of the mighty man, so are children of the youth. God, the Lord of life and death, he gives children as a gift. A child is not an act of man. It is a miracle of God. God gives life. The Bible speaks beautifully in the Old Testament and in the New Testament of children. In the Old Testament, in the book of Moses, when Jacob brought children unto his father asked, who are those who you have with you? And Jacob answered, these are children that have been given to me in grace. And the same is written again in another book of Moses, when Joseph comes to meet his old father, Jacob, who these are. And Joseph answered, they are my sons, who the Lord has given unto me in Egypt. And Jacob said, bring them here, that I can bless them. We have heard it spoken of how on the eve services, how God knows every man in the womb of the mother, and he knows. And he said, he calls us by name. He calls us by name, you and I, even before we are born. Jesus took the child as a picture of faith, an example of faith. The disciples would have kept the parents from bringing the children unto Jesus, but Jesus said, do not keep them away, for the kingdom of God is as the children. Our faith is not believing through using our heads, but we believe through faith. These children are an example. Why is it so? The Son of God himself has saved all of mankind. All people from the beginning of time has atoned for the death of our sin on the middle cross of Golgotha. For that reason, the small child is an example of faith. He was a child of God when he was born. One beloved brother in a poem asks and speaks of his father, who goes from place to place, unknowing, unto the priest, minister, and asks, suffering because of the death of his child who was not baptized. He asks, was my child familiar to the angels? Was my child familiar to the angels? Here, there may be someone listening to this word who in their hearts suffer and asks of this matter. I wish to say unto you, the word of God and on the foundation of the atonement work of Jesus, that this atoning work was fulfilled. There was no holes. There was no hole that a child who was not baptized would not be acceptable to heaven. This doesn't mean that the people here at these services, the children of God, do not keep baptism as important. It is a covenant of the good conscience. It gives us faith. It also calls you to repent, you who have given up childhood faith. I return to the words of Jacob, how he answered unto Joseph to bring them unto me so I can bless them. Little children, live from the blessing of the gospel, mothers and fathers, grandmothers and grandfathers. Bless your children. Bless them with the gospel of forgiveness, even if they don't ask for it. Bless them even when they do not live in the home of a child. Bless them in their homes. They live, and we all live from this same Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob's blessing, of that blessing that has been echoed here at these services. You can believe, all your sins forgiven in the name of the Lord Jesus and his atoning blood, unto peace, joy, and freedom. You old believers, grandfathers and grandmothers, grandmas and grandpas, you have a very important duty. You may think that, do I have any duty here in my life anymore? The rush, the busyness of which we spoke in the beginning, that time has ended. But you have a very precious duty. It has not ended. You can support the younger, give advice, and you can pray and bless them. your close ones. That is a very precious duty in your life. In this way, the good Lord has meant it. Here in this picture of the city, it is also a picture of the house of God, of the kingdom of God, of what we have heard spoken of here at these services, how the kingdom of God is made of living stones, of believers who have in their hearts living faith in the Holy Spirit. They are gathered, connected together with love, as the old speakers, with the plaster of love. Jesus said of this, from that you should know the disciples of the Lord, from love between one another. But from the beginning times of the congregation, in the beginning, conflicts have been felt, and even in our times, as children of God, in the kingdom of God, we feel these conflicts. We can ask, who is guiding this kingdom? Does this kingdom have powerful leaders, as it is said today? There is one main speaker here at these services, and that is the Lord Jesus Christ himself. And he left his Holy Spirit unto his disciples, and the duty to preach the gospel unto all people. But we have in these last times and in these few last years met conversations. Many believers has asked and have questioned different matters. There's nothing poor in asking. This is a kingdom of the free children of God. I myself have been in many of these conversations where he have talked of different difficult matters, and those conversations have been spoken very openly. But those conversations have been face to face. I wish to encourage you, beloved friend, brother and sister, who ask, maybe you are in knots because of questions, to come into the kingdom of God with your questions. Go to the camps on the weekends. There you can stop and ask these questions. God wishes to invite you and wishes to encourage you. And we wish to be close to you with your questions. God answers in his time. He answers our prayers in a way and in his time. When there is that want, that wish to remain believing and to enter heaven, when that is behind the questions, Then the questions are asked from the right floor, right. When the Holy Spirit is with these conversations, we can speak of all matters. I ask you, beloved brother and sister, in many doubts, many weary have you been successful in your life of faith? Does it feel that it has been wonderful? I think that you feel with me that it is good if we can go one day at a time and have faith to believe a day at a time. But we have no reason to believe any more than this day. God doesn't ask us that how strong are you as a believer. He just asks, do you wish to believe at this moment? Do you wish at this moment to promise that I still want to trust in God and take comfort in His gospel? Here, there may be some brother or sister who think, surely those others know how to believe. But I am the most worst and the most sinful. I wish especially unto you to proclaim you can believe, all your sins forgiven. In the name of the Lord Jesus and His atoning blood, unto peace, freedom, and joy. We do not know how long we have to believe. Will tomorrow come? I, in coming unto this place of serving, I doubted, and I thought, do I know how to say anything? I went to the services in my home Zion last Sunday. In the entrance, I met brothers and sisters who spoke. That a beloved brother has slept away in our Zion, a beloved brother, after a short illness, was able to sleep away. Into that eternal glorious heaven he is at those summer services. Which begin but have no ending. And we can be traveling towards this same destination, you, brother and sister, can comforted and safely believe when this simple gospel, correcting and putting away sin, then one day you will be called into that eternal glory. Where many of our beloved ones are already. On to this destination we are traveling. When the cares of our life pray unto the Heavenly Father for more faith to give that viewpoint towards which we are traveling the meaning of our life, our destination. Remain believing. Beloved brothers and sisters, you can comforted remain believing. All sins, temptations of the enemy of the soul, in Jesus' name and atoning blood. And I preach also unto you, friend, who feel the peace of God is not in your heart and the kingdom of God is not your own. Believe you, unbelief, and all sins forgiven. And you can become a child of God. You can move from the kingdom of darkness into the kingdom of light and become a child of God. In this way, we remain believing. In Jesus' name, amen.